believe that I was the Wild West's first Yiddish lawman. And my name was Ivan Glismanovitz. And I wore a 10-gallon yarmulke. My horse wouldn't gallop or canter. He slept. Instead of six guns, I had two big jars of Kraplach in my holsters. Instead of a badge, I wore my Movuva proudly. And everywhere I went, the goyim would line up on the street corners and sing respectfully, "Ride, ride, 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 Irving." Ride, 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 Irving. Well, I went into law enforcement to make my mother proud. My brother Yehudi, on the other hand, went in the show business. And needless to say, I was green with envy the day my brother Yehudi came to town. Because we were all gathered at the Silver Dollar Saloon. You know, that's the place where the shiksa that I was stopping by the name of Kitty, who was hawking me about getting married.
He said, "Irving, when are you going to make an honest woman out of me?"
I said, "Kitty, well, let me tell you, shiksas are for practice. Be glad you're getting a little slice and leave it at that. Now get me another Manischewitz and shut up. The show's about to begin. I want to hear my brother Yehudi sing." Sure enough, Yehudi got up on the stage and I couldn't believe him. He was pretty good.
Way down in Africa, a dorkin' in the jungle, you'll find a Knish doctor who looks just like your uncle. The natives know him by the name of Jungle Yanko. He's all day they come to him, the Quetches and the Kranke. They come to him in sizes, Kerze, Breit and Lange. He spills them on his mouth and then applies the bunkers. He doesn't have a fancy office or a Shane and hers. He makes his bills right in a grocer too. And if your capillary is hiding, there's a song to get a hatchet, evil hot here of the cup. He says, those with pipic trouble, he prescribes hot knitches. From Wames, he makes a Michael that is real delicious. He even davens and he schneids at local brisses. Oh, hiya, oh, hi, Mendel, may ship, pitch, 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 pitch. Come, Mendel, give a blue, his boy can blues from North. Kempator and Yankalekut's hot cannibal soup. For all those evil chops, a monkey liver. He don't belong to Blue Cross or a medical group. His diplomas from the Buwana Wana Yeshiva. Oh,
boy. Oh, hi, yeah,
oh, hi, Mendel may ship, pitch, pitch, pitch. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, for folk that are running a stool. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, Mendel may ship, pitch, pitch, pitch. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, for folk that are running a stool. Oh, hi.
Needless to say, I was very jealous. I was very jealous that my brother Yehudi got that kind of respect and admiration from the townspeople. So in the true spirit of one-upmanship, I bought a Model T, one of the first horseless carriages ever to come to the Wild West. I was the only one that had one. A Model T, a horseless carriage. That's one thing Yehudi didn't have. But I was nervous driving, as you might expect. There were no roads, there were no traffic lights, there were Indians. I figured I'd better go to the rabbi and get a brocha for my Model T. So I stopped off at the Orthodox temple. I said, "Rabbi, I need a brocha for my Model T." He said, "What's a Model T?" I'm thinking about, maybe I better go to the conservative temple on the other side of town.
I went in there, I said, Rabbi, could I please get a brucha for my Model T? The rabbi said, what's a Model T? And finally, I had no other choice. I went to the Reform, the rabbi, and I walked into the temple, and I said, Rabbi, can I get a brocha for my Model T? He said, what's a brocha?
There's no one like him. The Grease Man Show.